Good morning, God. Good morning, Herb. How are you doing this morning, God? Fine, Herb. How are you doing, Herb? Oh, so wonderful. I feel on top of the world. I feel just glorious. I feel so full of vital energy and pep, so full of all sorts of enthusiasm, so full of the glory of living. Oh, that's wonderful, Herb. You're doing just like I do all the time. Live in the glory of living and live now. But God, I had a question. Okay. I would like to know why it is that when I think my thought, it is not always instantly responded to. Oh, you're back on that again. Okay. You want to know why when you think your thought, you do not instantly reveal it to yourself? Well, the answer is very simple. You are a physical being, a human being, and you think that things have to take time to come forth and that in part you're not really worthy of the things you're speaking your word for and saying you want. And so you tell yourself that you can't really have it, you're not worthy of it, and it would be real nice to have it, but be sort of, but if you got it, you probably would spend it and waste it and lose it. And so what's the benefit of having something only to quickly lose it again? Well, Herb, you are certainly Mary Sunshine there, aren't you? Yeah. You know, Herb, what you want to learn to do, if you want to learn it at all, is just to let go and let me do the work. That's what I'm here for. I am your divine self in you, ready and willing and able to go right to work to accomplish anything you choose. That doesn't matter what it is. I'm ready, willing, and able to let you accomplish anything that you want to accomplish. So, if you will immediately, whenever you have a thought, visualize that thought fulfilled, it's fulfilled. It's not a matter of making it happen. It already exists. You're just calling it forth out of your archives and bringing it forth into your experience. But how can I do that, God? How can I believe that it's done? How can I believe that it's full? Well, the very fact that you're thinking of it, Herb, it's already there. The very fact that you are thinking the thought means that whatever that thought is about is already complete and whole and active in your life. And you might be standing in front of it and you didn't look in back and there it was. Something so simple. Something so beautiful. You are the allness, Herb. You are the goodness. You are the revelation of everything that's magnificent and right. You are that right now. And as you think your thought, and don't fight it. Don't say, oh, I wish. Don't feel that it's something that has to be forced into being. Just think your thought and realize it's already done. It is done. And when you say it's done, let it go. Go on and do other things. Or use what you have just completed. If you say to yourself, you might call it a very silly little thing, you say to yourself, I now have the shoe polish I like for my shoes. And you reach into your shoe polish box or bag, and you pull out the shoe polish that you'd like for your shoes. You didn't think they were there before. But you spoke your word, so naturally they were there. And then you take it out, and you polish your shoes. You make them all beautiful. Then you rub them down and brush them down and make them just gorgeous. And then you put the shoe polish back in the bag, back in the box, and you leave it be. Well, if it's so easy like that, God, why don't I do it with everything? I know, here's a good one. I am independently wealthy. Why is it, God, that When I speak my word to say I'm independently wealthy, I don't get it. I do not have it. I do not have the wealth. I do not have all that goodness in my life. How come I don't have it? I mean, I spoke the word, and now I reach my wallet, and there's nothing there. How come? Well, how come is a very, very good question. The how come of it is that you do not really have in yourself the confidence that it's there. When you speak your word and you say, I'm independently wealthy, that means that whatever you choose to buy, whatever you choose to have in your life, you don't even need to buy it. You can manifest it. But whatever you choose to have in your life already exists. It's no skin off of anybody else's nose when you have your good. It's just yours. It's just wonderful. All right? Now, you said that you want to be independently wealthy, and that's wonderful. So now, say I'm independently wealthy, and act that way. An independently wealthy person doesn't just go out and spend money. An independently wealthy person goes out and enjoys everything that it has. Whatever model car it has, it enjoys it. Whatever good things it would wish for itself, it has it right now. No matter what these things are that they put the cause in motion to bring them forth. But they constantly go back to the term wish. And using the term wish, they are cutting themselves off from the allness of the world, the allness of that which is theirs now and forevermore. This is true for everyone. And it's true for everyone in just one way. It is done now. But it's not done now. I can't find it. I don't. Where do I look for my independent wealth? Where's my bank account that I have it on? Is it some other bank account than the ones that I'm using? What's going on here? What is this all about? When am I going to be independently wealthy? Well, as I just told you, you're independently wealthy when you start saying, I am independently wealthy, and acting like it. Acting like it in every beautiful way. And you don't have to say, I don't have money, I can't go and spend it. You go and do what you feel is right, and the money is there for it because you are independently wealthy. You're not necessarily wealthy in the space age or in the attitude of things. You're independently wealthy in whatever you choose to be, do, and have. You are, you do, and you have. It's done. It is done. Now, we all would like to be outwardly more independently wealthy. Even people who are independently wealthy, they love to play with money. Well, the people who are independently wealthy, they play with it. They're not necessarily spending it. They might just love the challenge of the money. They might just love the challenge of the abundance in their life. And as they are loving the balance in their life, they reach up to put their good thought on what they have and what they are and what they know. And as they put their good thought on it, it comes forth. What do you mean good thought, Herb? That seems to be kind of strange. What do you mean good thought, God? That seems kind of strange. Well, that is. And both Herb and God have that as a strange concept. What do you mean by a good thought? Well, a thought that you actually desire to experience. Oh, okay. Now, how do you experience that? God asks. We experience it by listening within and letting the wisdom of ourself in us guide us to do those things which will demonstrate that abundance in our world right this minute in the most perfect, logical, understandable way, and we'll say, why hadn't we done it before? And the reason we hadn't done it before was that we didn't take the moment to spin around and be joyful and delight in it and and have a very good time with it, which we can do. Now you say, those are still a lot of dream things. Those are still a lot of things that you can't put your finger on. That's true. That's true. We always want to put our finger on it. We always want to touch something. We always want to know that it is done because we have done something to make it so. Well, think about it. Have you ever done anything to make anything so? Have you ever created the air that you breathe? Have you ever created the breath that you take? Have you ever created the water, the mouthful of water that you have? No. Did you ever create yourself drinking it? No. Did you ever create anything at all in your life, the simple to the profound? Have you ever created any of it? And the answer is always no. Well, why is it then that we say or think or act in a way that we have to do some outward activity, some outward thought in our mind to bring about our independent wealth? Why do we talk like that? Why do we think like that? Well, we think like that because we have always done it that way. Or have we? Have we always done it that way? Or have we, in fact, never done it that way? We have never done it by any of these things that we say we're doing. Just take an illustration of the architect. The architect has an idea in his mind of the house he wants to build. And he has this idea, quite nice. And then he draws his drawing. And in the drawing of his drawing, he puts all the things in their proper place. All the electricity in its proper place. All the desires in a perfect place. He puts it perfectly, ideally, and wonderfully. And we come in, Johnny come lately, on these things. And we see them done. And we are delighted in seeing them done. And we ask ourselves, who put that there? Who created that? Who brought that forth in our world? And as we stop considering it, you can consider it. You can answer the question just as well as anybody else. Well, all a matter of where we have our attention, where we have our thinking, where we have our goal for ourselves. We're the masters of our life. We're the masters of our world. We're the masters of everything we do. Yes, Herb, you are the master of everything you do, but I would recommend you train yourself in this mastership quality. Train yourself to say, I like me. Train yourself to say, I am God. Train yourself to say, all is mine now. And it's not possession. It's just that all is yours right now to enjoy it, to use it, to live it, to find it with great peace in your heart. The world is waiting for us to make our claim upon it, to make our recognition of it. We created the world in the first place. We created it as our avenue of adventure and fun, being ourselves and having fun. We created everything in life, and now we are enjoying it, sometimes hesitantly, sometimes reluctantly, because we feel that it is too good to be true if we enjoy it. If we had all of the abundance we could ever dream of having, if we had all, well, that's not an impossibility. Some people do it. Well, how do they do it? They merely enter into the experience and claim it step by step. Some claim it all at once. There's no need to say that you must claim it one way or another. The recommended way of doing it is to say, it is done now. It is done now. I am independently wealthy now. I am happy now. This is what I tell all of my creation. I tell all of my creation, claim it, name it, claim it, name it, claim it. I give them all these spick words, all these keywords, all these affirmations that are so effective in building the platform, the consciousness on which to load all the dreams that you have and watch them fulfill themselves perfectly in your life. Yeah, God, I know. I've read stories about that. I've heard about that, and I've seen that happen. Not really seen it happen, but I've heard about it happening. God, I want to see it happening in my life. I want to see that as my reality in my life. I want that right now, God. Now, right now. Well, Herb, your enthusiasm is good, but your wording is a little incorrect. Oh, how could my wording be incorrect when I'm so wise? I'm God, you know. Oh, come on, Herb. Settle down now. What do you say? I enjoy whatever gift, whatever delight, I enjoy it right now, and it is mine. I enjoy it right now, and it is done. I enjoy it right now, right this instant. I enjoy it right now. Now, making that affirmation, making that statement of truth, making that powerful statement of awareness, our whole body tingles. Our whole body feels the sensation of light and love and power. And no matter where we hold on within us, this vibration is fulfilling itself and revealing itself. Now I know, Herb, you would like to have me bring these things forth in your life. Well, I do. I really do. I am you and you are me. Now, if you learn to accept it, learn to claim it, and claim it, then you can do it whenever the thought delights you, whenever the choice makes you feel happy. You can do it any time you want. Now, when do you want to do it? Now. Now. Then, is it done now? No, it's not done now. I don't have it. I can't put my fingers on it. How can you say I have it? Well, when you can get your consciousness so geared up that everything you think is the fulfillment of your desire for yourself, the fulfillment of your choice for yourself. A desire is still something that you want. A choice is a matter of selection. And you select your independent wealth. You select your abundance. You select it as the ability to name it and claim it and enjoy it, or write a check for it. What do you want to do? Well, writing a check's not that bad, but if you had the power, which you do, to name it and claim it and experience it right now, wouldn't that be much more exciting than any other way of getting it? That'd be so much more exciting, so much more revealing, so much more fulfilling, so much more the truth. Are you ready for this truth? Are you ready for the statement? It is done now. It is done now. Have you proclaimed that in your consciousness? Have you made that a reality in your world? It is done now. It is done now. Do you have to go home in your quietness of your home and say the statements, or do you say them in your car as you're driving along, or do you say them as you're walking down the street, or any time at all do you say it? But do you say it? Do you know it? Do you claim it? Do you experience it? Do you know it? Well, your answer must be yes. But you're like the man who walked across the bridge, and friends had put a pot of gold on the bridge. And before he walked across the bridge, he said, "I'm going to play this game with my children tonight. I'm going to show them how you can close your eyes and walk a great distance and walk perfectly." And so he did. He walked across the bridge right past the gold, and it was his to take and have, but he didn't do it because he wasn't with his eyes open at the right time. And was his gold really his family? Was his gold really his life with his children? Was his goal really the ideal that he was a happy man? What is our goal? What is our abundance? What is our wealth? Every time you reach down and pick up any of your money, do you instantly say, "I'm going to spend it on this or that"? Or do you just pick it up, put it in your pocket, and go your way? You say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, what that has to do with everything is that how you take abundance into your life and how you use abundance into your life is how the abundance will continue to be in your life. It cannot continue to be in your life if you are afraid of it, or if you are afraid it's going to run away or not be available when you want it. And if you're going to have that feeling, then everything that you treat for, everything you pray for, everything you place yourself in balance with and as will be something that's just not any longer there. All right, now we turn it off again, now we turn it on again, and we turn it on to say that now we accept. Now we accept and we enjoy. Okay? Accept it now. Accept it now. Accept it now. Claim it now. Claim it now. Claim it now. Do you walk around and say, "I'm independently wealthy"? In your heart, in your soul? Do you think independently wealthy thoughts? As you do, you have them. As you are, you have them. But it must be in a simple abandonment. A simple abandonment which says, "Yeah, I know." You say to your child, "You have all those lovely toys to play with. Why are you not playing with them?" "I am. I'm playing with them one by one." "Well, you got them all piled up there together." "Yes, but they're all mine. I have claimed them, and they're mine. But I play with them one by one. I can't drive, or I don't choose to drive, all my cars at the same time. I could put them in a parking lot and have them available to me. And I could put them in any type of a toy world that I want and have them available to me. That's all part of the game too. I can do anything I want to do. And as I do anything that I want to do, the wherewithal to do it, the fun to do it, the happiness to do it, is there for me always. It's there for me always. I turn to that inner source. I turn to that self and I say, it is done. I claim it. It is done. I live in the awareness of this being done. I live in the awareness of all things being mine now. I live in the happiness of all things being mine now. It's not just a matter of abundance. It could be relationships or health or any other circumstance that my human mind wants. And when I step beyond what my human mind wants, and I step into what my divine self really is, then I enjoy it. Then I have it and enjoy it. Then I experience it in all that I do. And it is indeed a very wonderful and a very definite, a very positive experience. How do I ask myself about these things? How do I experience these things? How do I know these things? How can I talk with God? How can I talk with the divine in me? I talk with the divine in me by simply saying, I like me. I like me. I like me. And when I like me, I give nice things to myself. When I like me, I reveal nice things in me. When I like me, I am always being a happy person. I'm always revealing things to me, rewarding me, blessing me, fulfilling me in every wonderful way. Yep, that's the way it works. That's who I am, and that's why I am. That's where I am and what I'm doing. It's a glorious experience. It's a powerful experience. We can call forth into our life whatever experience we want. We are God. When we talk to God, God answers us in the same voice which with we talk to God. God and we are one. God and I are one. And anything I say to God is revealed in my life according to my recognition that we are one, according to my claim that we are one, according to my knowledge that we are one. I don't have to press the piano key many, many times to teach my fingers or teach my brain to play that key and to play it harmoniously with other keys. I don't have to do it. I can have it be instantaneously an experience in my life if that's my choice. But I don't choose that. I don't choose that sort of a thing. I just say, it is done. It is done. And as I speak to my divine self, as I speak to who I am and what I am, it is done, and it is wonderfully done. And I am the master. To talk to God is so harmonious and so fulfilling, rewarding, and educating, because as I really let go and talk to God, the answer comes to me 100% in a perfect manner. As I really let go, as I practice my Tiger Woods shot, and I do it again and again and again, and I practice the shot of saying, I am independently wealthy. I let go and enjoy it now. As we practice that, we gain great skill in this. And when we have the skill, then the skill leads us to the revelation of what it is that we want to have. And as the skill leads us to the revelation of that, we enjoy it with all our heart, all our soul, all our might, and all our being. We have this capacity. We have this great gift within us. We can talk to God, and God talks to us. We can listen. We can listen and know. And as we listen and know, we experience. And as we experience, we have the greatest joy we could ever know. Let's take a few moments now and truly listen to God. Talk to us and tell us what we must do to enjoy the fruits of good thinking, good attitudes, a good life right now, which is ours. Where to find the key that opens that door into the inner awareness of all that we are. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, and I have now all the delights of my life in abundance. Whose birthday is it today? All of ours. The gifts are being given to us today. All of us. Think about it. The voice of God is always talking in us. The voice of God is always revealing to us who and what we are. We are the voice of God. We are the voice of God. We are the voice of God. So, wherever I'd like to have it. And now I look at it and I say, it is done. I'm speaking directly to God as God in me, and it is done now. And it is done.